do you make a tissue dance?
I don't know. Wow.
You put a little boogie in it.
From the studios of KUNM on the campus of the University of New Mexico, it's time for the Children's Hour radio show.
للعالم لجال لعبد القادر لكل العالم السلام
ري نورا ري جنوبين ديال غورنمال شمالين عبد القادر تا ديال غورنمال مال قوار
We need peace peace for all Sudanese peace سلام عاوزين سلام في الجنوب في الشمال في دارفور في الغرب في الشرق سلام
is Emmanuel Jal from a CD called Ceasefire. Bye. And peace to all. In fact, That song is sung in like 7 languages if you listen carefully, and such a great CD about peace in Africa, peace all over the world. Good morning. This is the Children's Hour radio show. I'm in the studio with a whole lot of people. Hi, everybody. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Well, we have to give them a sense of how many people are here, so let's try again. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
We're packed, and this is only half of the kids who are on the show because we have such a great show lined up for you today. But first, before we get to telling you everything, let's start over here and tell you who's here. Hello.
Hello, it's Haley.
Hello, it's Ashley.
Hello, it's Akash. Hey, it's Angel.
Hi, it's Tamarin.
Hi, it's Ted.
Hi, it's Elias.
Hi, it's Grady.
Hi, it's Tristan.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. It's a Saturday. Is anyone still in school?
No.
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 Can we just
say, no.
How about hip hip hooray for summer vacation?
Hip hip, hip hooray.
Hooray. Hooray for summer vacation.
Yeah. Yay.
Bye.
Everybody's on a nice break already here in New Mexico, and soon you will be too, wherever you are listening from here. If you're tuning in right now online to childrenshourradio.com, you're hearing the live stream of the show from the site. You can also follow our Facebook feed. We're at Children's Hour Radio. And today on the show, everyone, we have these friends from Wild Friends New Mexico. Shout out to you. Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah! They're from Alamosa Elementary School, and they're here with their teacher, Mrs. Lopez, and we're going to be talking with them about pollinators. What are pollinators? What do they do, and why are they so important? We're going to find out all about that. And anybody in the mood for a concert, like a rock concert, like a jammin' rock concert? Yeah?
Yeah! Yeah.
Anybody who loves rock and roll music? Yeah.
I do.
I don't know too many people who don't love rock and roll, and we're going to have a concert live from our giant Studio A with Sonic Vortex. Woohoo! Have you heard of them?
Woo!
I think I have.
Yeah. They are a kids rock band made entirely of kids, and they're ready to jam out for us. That's how we wanted to party to celebrate the beginning of summer with some good old dancing and rock and roll. And we can't wait to hear from them, too. You're tuned to the Children's Hour radio show right here, broadcasting live from atop Oñate Hall on the campus of the University of New Mexico. I Am Your Food is the name of the CD. Gunnar Madsen is the name of the artist. This is the song, What If I?
Say what?
What if I baked potatoes? What if I French fried onion rings? Oh, oh, oh. What if I buttered bagels? What if I smelled of sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut.
Oh, oh, oh. And what if I got up early? Three dozen hard-boiled eggs. Would you stand beside me anyway? And what if I chopped onions and cried? And what if I had feelings I couldn't hide? And what if I salami, when ham was what you had in mind? Whoa, whoa, whoa. And what if you ordered turkey, but all I had was chicken breast? Whoa, whoa, whoa. And what if I brought home bacon?
special you'd never try. What if I owned a deli?
Flight of the Bumblebee by the Columbia Symphony Orchestra with Isaac Stern from a CD called Humoresque is in the background. What If I is Gunnar Madsen from his brand new CD, I Am Your Food. And speaking of bumblebees and being so cool, these kids are in our studio. I'm going to introduce to you are from Alamosa Elementary in Mrs. Lopez's fourth grade class, and they are members of Wild Friends of New Mexico. Good morning. Good morning, Alamosa Elementary kids. Hello. Hello.
Good morning.
Hello. Good to see you. Let me just ask the very first question. First of all, we have Akash. Hi, Akash.
Hi.
And Angel, who did our great joke.
Hello.
And Ashley.
Hello.
I want to ask you, whoever's willing to take this on, what are the Wild Friends of New Mexico?
Wild Friends is where we help pollinators try to give us the reproduce flowers and plants so that we could have a good community.
Okay, so I guess we have to back up. So Wild Friends is actually an organization that you work with. Is it like a program you do at school?
Yes. Yes.
What do you do as part of that program? Like it's happening inside your classroom?
Well, we have our garden. We try to plant as many variety kinds of plants so we can bring our pollinators in.
That's great. Yeah, Akash, tell me more.
The plants that we plant, that we try to bring in pollinators, and we try to keep them alive and not kill them. And help reproduce plants.
Wow. So, Angel, tell me, what is a pollinator?
A pollinator is an insect or a bug that goes to a flower. He or she collects the pollen, and then he takes it to another flower, and then the flower produces seeds for more flowers to grow.
So, otherwise, how would flowers get pollen from one flower to another to make a seed? There's no other way other than pollinators, huh?
There's a couple of ways.
Oh.
One, pollinators. Two, the wind. And then I think that's it.
Sometimes I bet, an animal could walk by and, like, accidentally brush pollen from one to another. But really, the biggest pollinators in the world are insects, correct? Can you guys name some pollinator insects that we might find here in New Mexico and in your garden?
Bees, butterflies.
Possibly hummingbirds.
Whoa, really? Yeah. Oh, wow, bees, butterflies, hummingbirds. Like, when you talk about butterflies, you mean moths, too? Moths can pollinate, too?
Yes.
Dragonflies, maybe.
So Wild Friends has helped you create this garden, right, with your teacher, and you go every week, I assume. Is it once a week that you work on this? Or every so often you go work on your garden. Is that pretty nice to have a break like that from the classroom?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so what kind of plants attract pollinators?
They're nice bright ones.
Bright ones? You mean with big bright flowers?
Petals, yeah.
Colorful.
Their scent.
their scent. So do you know any of the names of the types of plants that you planted to make the bees and butterflies and everybody come? Do you remember anything that you planted? Yeah, go for
some
it.
Some milkweeds.
Oh, wow, you did milkweeds. Uh-huh.
Sunflowers.
Oh,
love those. Anything else?
They're about 10 feet tall. I don't know.
Yeah, 10 feet tall? Your sunflowers are 10 feet tall right now?
They're going to.
That's so great. Wow, great. And we can see that you guys are in fourth grade. So I wanted to ask you, are there any tips that you fourth graders have for listeners right now so that they could be like you and attract pollinators to their place?
So I suggest putting variety kinds of flowers or plants in your garden so you can bring variety kinds of pollinators and you can have a better garden.
You mean like have a diversity of plants, like lots of different kinds?
Yes.
Oh. Choose a diversity of plants, like different colors, shapes, scents, and even heights.
Oh, interesting. I wouldn't even have thought about that. Any other suggestions?
Have like different colors, so like you don't have only sunflowers, so only one pollinator comes. You want different types of pollinators coming.
So lots of colors. Mm-hmm. That also makes for a very beautiful garden, I might add. Wow, neat. And is there anything we're missing about pollinators that you wish folks knew? Yeah, anything?
Without pollinators, we wouldn't even be here, because even without pollinators,
yeah,
we wouldn't have any animals like cows or anything, because pollinators, they pollinate the plants and grass that cows eat, and then without any pollinators, there wouldn't be any grass for the cows to eat. And then there would be no cows for us to eat, because then there would be no grass for the cows to eat.
Ooh, no hamburgers. Yeah. Yeah, Kosh, anything else that we missed?
I don't eat cow.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Kosh.
Well,
vegetarian. You know, but there's also, even if you're a vegetarian, right? Like, Kosh, what other things? Like, is there anything else that we'd be missing if we didn't have pollinators?
They pollinate the flowers on the apple trees.
Ooh.
So the apples grow, and you can have apples.
Wow.
No apple pie.
Apple pie. Mm. Wow. Your whole picnic would be ruined without pollinators. And to think that people think their picnics get ruined by having bees come by. How do you feel when bees come by now that you've learned about pollinators? Has it changed your attitude about bugs?
Definitely.
Tell me more.
Well, now that I know much more about bees, I used to get really far away from them. I start running like crazy away from them. But now that I know that they're not so mean, I like to get more closer to them and watch them pollinate.
Wow, that's huge. Well, anybody else change an attitude about bugs and bees? Nah?
Well, I'd agree with Angel, because I used to be afraid of them, but now I've gotten more...
interactive?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Alamosa Elementary, you did a great job telling us about pollinators. I want to give you guys a round of applause and thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I was sitting in my garden when I saw a bumblebee. He said his name was Oscar, and he went buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, bumblebee, can't you see it's just you and me? Oh, one, two, a one, two, three, go! Buzz, buzz, buzz. I saw two bumblebees. They said their names were Jackson and Max, and they went buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, bumblebee, can't you see it's just you and me? Oh, one, two, a one, two, three, go! Buzz, 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 buzz. I was flying through the air on a balloon when I saw three bumblebees
fly past me.
They said their names were Kay and Ray and Faye, and they went buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, buzz, 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 buzz. Oh, bumblebee, can't you see? It's just you and me. Oh, one,
one, two, two,
103.
You are tuned to the Children's Hour radio show, and so glad to have you all on the air with us. And whether you're listening online or whether you're listening on the broadcast or wherever you are, if you go right now to KUNM.org, or actually if you go to the Facebook page of KUNM, which is KUNM Radio on Facebook, you can see a live stream of what we're about to do right now. And I believe we're live. Hi. Hi to the live stream. There's our crew. Hi. Hi. In the studio with us, this giant Studio A, is Sonic Vortex. And are you guys? Yes. I think they're ready to jam. Are you guys ready for a jam? Yes, they're ready. All right. Sonic Vortex is a group of young teenagers, and they've been together a long time. We're going to talk more about them, but let's hear a little bit of what they do. You guys ready to jam? Ready? Go for it.
Shake me up, somebody wake me up. I need a break from all your mental pollution. There ain't no solution to all of the damage that you've done. Don't you wish your world was money? Don't you wish your view? Open doors and close them. The quicker than the hands of most. Can't you see? There is hope here. It's time for reaction. Realize what's wrong, wrong with your life. But quicker than the eyes of most. Can't you see? There is hope here. It's time for reaction.
Wow, that was awesome. Wow, Sonic Vortex in the studio. You are you're listening to the Children's Hour radio show. And we are going to be right back. Yes, we're back on the Children's Hour radio show in the studio with Sonic Vortex. Pretty cool, man. You guys are awesome. I'm going to introduce everybody in the band. Scott Wilson, he's 13 years old. He's the drummer. Hey, Scott.
Hello.
Great to have you. You started this band 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Dang, you were seven.
I was 7 years old. And I talked to my mom about starting a band. And when we started, we called a few people and decided to support two local charities. So we've been doing that for a while.
What charities do you support?
NM Dog and Kids Supporting Kids. And Kids Supporting Kids helps give children with cancer treatments that aren't supported by their medical providers, like acupuncture and massage. And NM Dog helps dogs on chains get unchained and also educate people about the dangers of chaining their dogs.
Wow. Yeah, chaining seems pretty cruel. Wow, great. And everybody else in the band, Daisy's not here, I take it. And Asher Arbuckle, is he here? Hi, Asher.
Hello.
You're 12.
Yes.
Hey, and you're the vocalist that you've been hearing sing. Austin Arbuckle is here, maybe?
Yes.
Hello, Austin.
Hello.
Is it a coincidence that your name is Arbuckle and his name is Arbuckle?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Spoken like a true older brother. And also in the studio is Bryson Baker. Is that you, Bryson?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Bryson is 14 years old. You write a lot of these songs? Are you a songwriter here for the band?
Yeah, I'm really big on writing my own music and getting it out there.
That last tune you played, Call Me Ignorant, if it's not one of your originals, but was it?
No, that is a cover. It's originally by a band called Sublime.
Oh, yeah. I am ignorant. You guys have a lot more to play. You know, it's summer vacation, and everyone here in the studio, am I mistaken? Are we totally psyched about summer vacation?
Yes.
We need a song for summer vacation, you guys. We need to, like, work it out, feel really good about it. My crew can go back to the center if you guys want. You can dance if you want, but just don't step on any chords. And we need a song for summer vacation. Can you handle that? Can you help us, like, get ready? We need it badly.
What will it be?
Sonic Vortex in the studio live. You can follow us on Facebook. We're live streaming this. You can look at our website, childrenshourradio.com. You can go to the KUNM Facebook page, which is live streaming, or the Children's Hour Facebook page, which is Facebook/Children's Hour Radio. Ready? Jam us into summer, dudes.
All right, plush.
To go. So where are you going for tomorrow? And that's it, the days are about to come. So would you even care? And I feel it. And I feel it. So where are you tomorrow? Where are you gone with that mask I found? And I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she'll smell alone. Disarray. So would you even care? with that mask I found. And I feel and I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. When the dogs can find her, I got time, time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. When the dogs can find her, I got time, time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. So where are you going for tomorrow? And I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smells alone. When the dogs do find her, I got time, time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it. When the dogs do find her, I got time, time to wait for.
Go for it. Another one. Give us another one. That helped me, by the way. I feel ready for summer. Ready? Cool.
Take me to